A number of regional projects got a financial boost from the province today. Vic Fedeli, MPP for Nipissing, announced more than $2.1 million in funding for 7 community development projects in the riding. All the funding comes from the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund. Supporting municipal projects, like the ones we're announcing today, helps make our communities stronger, said Vic Fedeli, MPP for Nipissing, in a release. Ontario is committed to investing in the North and creating jobs to support our local economy. We have been focused on creating jobs and strengthening northern communities. We are hard at work making targeted investments that support economic development and growth, added Fedeli during Friday's online funding announcement. This provincial funding comes through the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, $548,360 for the municipality of East Ferris to renovate and upgrade the East Ferris Community Centre and Arena. $495,480 for the township of Bonfield to develop parkland for recreational use. $447,428 for the town of Mattawa to renovate and expand the Mattawa Museum. $272,217 for the Nipissing First Nation to purchase and install 3 cold climate greenhouses. $172,923 for the Temagami First Nation to install fiber-optic-based broadband infrastructure for improved internet access. $171,212 for the Anishinaabek Nation to develop an economic blueprint to support its capacity building and development initiatives. $90,000 for the Canadian Ecology Centre, a non-profit outdoor environmental education and conference centre, to renovate and upgrade its facilities. Pauline Rochefort, mayor of East Ferris, says the funding will help them repair the roof truss system and convert ice surface lighting to LED. This investment will prolong the life of the East Ferris Community Centre and provide a venue for the municipality and local groups to host events for the betterment of East Ferris, said Rochefort. We thank the NOHFC and our local MPP Vic Fedeli for investing in East Ferris. Chief Scott McLeod, from Nipissing First Nation, says the support will bring them one step closer to their cold climate greenhouse from being operational. This production-scale facility will operate year-round and be self-sustaining while generating an additional revenue stream, as well as employment and training opportunities, said Chief McLeod. Most importantly, the greenhouse will contribute to food security by providing a healthy, sustainable food source for NFN members and the surrounding area. Randy McLaren, mayor of Bonfield, says the funding will be a boost to their Lake Nospensing waterfront plan, which includes a new splash pad. On behalf of the citizens of Bonfield, I wish to express our appreciation and excitement related to this funding, said Randy McLaren. The enhancements to our waterfront that it provides will be enjoyed by all ages and create a very active community location. Jason LaRonde, Land and Resource Director of the Anishinaabek Nation, says the funding will be a big help. The Anishinaabek Nation Economic Blueprint was produced in 2008, providing our member First Nations with a framework for economic development, a path toward a responsive, well-structured, and self-sufficient economy, said LaRonde. With immense shifts in economic landscapes and societal values, there is a marked need for a renewed strategy for our 39 member First Nations. A strategy that is future-facing, cognizant of the intergenerational impacts of economic development and sustainable solutions, and also outward-forcing, with consideration given to what the Anishinaabek people and our values and creations can offer the world. Francine DeSormo, SAO in Mattawa, calls the Mattawa Museum a historical flagship organization, and they are thrilled that this grant money will help ensure the safety of its historical artifacts. This funding will also enable the community to support events and educational opportunities outdoors with a new pergola situated on the historic Explorers Point where the Ottawa and Mattawa rivers meet, said DeSormo. The Canadian Ecology Centre, an environmental education centre, will benefit from this renovation grant, which will include wheelchair access and the replacement of a roof. Transitioning out of the pandemic, it will be better positioned to once again cater to schools and other related education organizations, said Bill Steer, general manager of the Canadian Ecology Centre. Fedeli says he expects to be making at least 2 more funding announcements within the next 2 weeks.